Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love devolve, slide into the rabbit hole, and dissipate into BS, as in bait and switch, or whatever other category you might put BS. I'm alive to love. I'm not here on this earth to waste my breath and life on BS. BS in people, BS in myself. But I want to be authentic. I don't want to bait and switch even myself or anybody else, to keep it straightforward in the cause and the purpose of love. So thanks for being here today. I always appreciate and respect the fact that you'd give me a half an hour of your life and time. It is my goal, and has been now for over 4 years, to make sure that I can unpack the beauties, the powers, the height, the depth, the width, the strength, and the mountain climb of love. I say here often, love is not a once-for-all arrival. I get pushback occasionally from people who kind of wave me off and say, oh, come on, you can't just love. That frustrates me, I'll put it mildly, because that means that we have all too often, and folks like that are all too often given to some kind of tiny little tissue-thin, bumper sticker-sized evaluation and definition of love. Love is much more than that. It is a marathon, not a sprint. It is a mountain climb, not a walk around the block. It is the purpose of life on so many levels. And that's what I want to talk to you today about, is the five assessments and evaluations of our daily life. But before we get there, I want to start with something I do here routinely to keep a steady focus, a compass on a true north for what we do here. And it's what I call Love's Creed. It's something that I've written and I've held on to for many years. I'll read it to you in total. Then I'll come back and I'll ask you to repeat after me like you would the Lord's Prayer, which we'll also do later, but also as the creeds of the church, our wedding vows. I want you to repeat it so it gets into your DNA, becomes part of your meditation and your thoughts. All right? Here it is in total, Love's Creed. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there it is in total. Now, let me go back through and I'll ask you to repeat after me. Be sure you just soak the words into your thoughts. Make it part of your meditation. All right? Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. That's Love's Creed. If you'd like a copy of that, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. I'll be happy to send you a copy. You can put it in your computer, put it on a 5x7 card. You can write it into your phone. Have it somewhere where it's available to see on a regular occasion. Reminding yourself, especially when you run into the forces of hate and misery that are so common in our time, divisiveness and polarization, to find in yourself a response that does not fall into the darkness of the polarized me against you, us against them mindset that is just crippling our culture and time. Love's Creed can help give you a true north to rise above the nonsense. So as I told you from the beginning here, today I want to talk to you about the 5 assessments and evaluations of a daily life. Really, these 5 things are meditations, they're contemplations. That's why I want to also offer to you the Lord's Prayer somewhere along this way. Because it's a meditation, it's a contemplation, it's a container with which to hold your life. When love is taken as some simplistic, childish notion, then it isn't a contemplation. It's not an assessment. It's not an evaluation. But I would propose that love is how we evaluate ourselves and how we assess our daily living. This is how we make a nighttime inventory of how did my day go today? Was I a loving human being? So on that level, it's important to have some standard for that, some definition for it. Nobody's going to arrive at love with just some kind of passing fancy, having a love occasionally read to you or a love song sung. That's all fine and good. I'm not against a love story. I love a good love story. I love a good love song. But you cannot live your life in the tissue-thin depth of that kind of thinking. There needs to be a meditation. There needs to be something going on in our thinking and our priorities, our goals, our assessments and evaluations on a daily life of love. So here we go. In fact, why don't I just say the Lord's Prayer and invite you to join me in the Lord's Prayer before I do this, so that as we talk about these assessments and evaluations, you can hold it in a context in the environment of the Lord's Prayer. Excuse me. So here we go. Here's the Lord's Prayer. If you know it, join with me. If you don't, just let me carry you along. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You see, the Lord's Prayer offers a standing upon which your understanding can be carried. To that end, let's go forward with these assessments and evaluations of love with the Lord's Prayer in mind. I hope you can see a connection. So first of all, of the 5 assessments and evaluations, remember that love is the highest expression and the fulfillment of any true philosophy, religion, or any true spirituality. Love is the highest expression and fulfillment of any true philosophy, religion, and spirituality. I'll loan this to you if you'd like. I look at religion or philosophy, spirituality in the context that if love is not the pinion, if it is not the axle upon which the wheels roll, if love is not there at the top of that religion, philosophy, or spirituality, if love is not the goal, the true north, the handles that people hold on to in those philosophies, religions, or spirituality, if love is not there in the big middle of it, count Randy Dean out of it. It's wasted energy, because love is the nuclear energy. It's the nuclear power of any philosophy, any religion, or spirituality. I've read plenty of books on philosophy and religion, and more than a few on spirituality. And I do have a standard for those things. And that standard isn't some kind of holier-than-thou view of those things. But my standard is love. I'm looking for love in a discussion of philosophy. I'm looking for love in any proposal on religion. I'm looking for love when it comes to spirituality. How do I improve my love life? How do I improve my love views? How can I rise to a greater shining with love? Those are that's for me how I see any expression of philosophy, religion, spirituality, theology for that matter. Oh my, my colleagues are often very proud of their theological waxing eloquent. I run into more than my fair share of that. Folks that think their deep and high and wide knowledge in theology is so impressive. But when I listen to them or read them or follow them along, I look for love. Where is love in the middle of your theological ponderings? If I'm not going to find love in there pretty quickly, count me out of spending too many minutes of my life in your book or in your Facebook post or your whatever it is, your sermon. Leave me out. Lovers are the one, Hans Urs von Balthasar said, lovers are the ones who understand God. We need to stand down from our heavyweight theological ponderings and rise to the shining of love. And I believe in good theology. I believe in good philosophy. I believe in good religion and spirituality. But once again, if love is not holding it as the container for those matters, just count me out. It's a waste of human enterprise and experience. Secondly, in the five assessments and evaluations of our daily living and love, it's important to remember that our deepest personal work, the most important personal work that all of us are about, is to remove the barriers that we're holding and building inside ourselves against love. And all of us have some barriers, whatever they may be, whether it be with race or politics or left or right or up or down, whoever we look at and we have quick and easy assessments and judgments. Man, love just says, whoa, hold everything. Let's spend some energy on this personal work to remove the barriers that we have easily built inside of ourselves against love, to love everyone at all times. Jesus said, love your neighbors as yourself and love your enemies. Well, he doesn't give us any slack, does he? It's love your neighbors, love your enemies, and who is my neighbor? Jesus was asked one time, and Jesus started talking about the neighbor is somebody that you might otherwise dismiss. In the story of the Good Samaritan, your neighbor is somebody you've been otherwise ignoring, somebody you've otherwise been marginalizing, pushing aside, saying, oh, they're just that kind of person. How about your neighbor being anybody, everywhere, all times, high in their lifestyle or low in their lifestyle, somebody in the mansion and somebody living on the street corner? That's your neighbor. Jesus said, when you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me. In fact, that's how all the time and the world's going to be judged, if you will, is who did you serve? Did you serve the prisoner? Did you listen to the poor? Did you take in the homeless? Were you available to love everyone? Now, all of that is to say, in this second assessment and evaluation of a daily life of love, it's about the personal work that we should and need to be about to remove the barriers that we have lazily, I think very lazily, built up inside of ourselves against love. Go against that like it's an emotional cancer. Get yourself some chemotherapy on that barrier against love. Get yourself some radiation against that cancer of lovelessness. It's stifling for our emotions and our intellect. All right, the third assessment in our evaluation of a daily life of love is to just ask ourselves, you know, if I'm ever confused, and look at me, I confuse myself sometimes. If you're ever confused about what to do next, about what to say, stop, pause, and ask yourself, what would love do? Pause, the pregnant, beautiful pause. Ask yourself, what would love do? What's the next right thing to do through love? Remember love's creed, I'm alive to love. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. So what's love? What does love have to say about this thing or that thing? What does love do when confronted with so many categories of dilemmas and struggles? What would love do? And when it comes to your plans for life, your desire to live in the will of God, what would love do? Stop and ask yourself. Evaluate. Assess yourself with that question. What would love do? It's a deep question if you allow it. Let me remind you, be done with tissue-thin bumper sticker ideas about love. Love is not a cliche. Love is a lifestyle demanding an assessment, an evaluation. That's what I'm talking about today. To assess, to inventory, how do I love going forward in this world? The end of your life, you're not going to ask yourself, did I hate well? At the end of your life, you're going to ask, did I love well? Was I a loving soul, a loving human? All right, so that's the third assessment or evaluation of a daily life of love. First was love's the highest expression and fulfillment of any true philosophy, religion, or spirituality. Two, it's the deepest personal work that we have to remove the barriers we've built inside of ourselves against love. And three, if we're ever confused about what to do next, stop and ask, what would love do? Now, number four, this one I hope will challenge you deeply. I know it does me. And number four is to remember the world, all the world, is not too far gone to be transformed by love. I know. I can hear some of my colleagues and friends of faith talking about, oh, this old weary world, it's just getting worse and worse. That is a wearisome statement in and of itself, talking about this old weary world. I believe the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. In fact, the most famous and used but neglected verse of the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that no one should perish, but that all would come to eternal life. Let me just rehearse that with you for one moment. God so loved the world. And that is the world then, that is the world now, it's the world past, it's the world future. The love of God is the broadest, deepest, most profound statement to confront me and you that the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. And the means by which we transform the world? Well, first of all, each of us are invited through me to assess and evaluate your daily living as it relates to love. To assess and evaluate at the end of every day, at the beginning of every day, have I loved? Have I loved as well as I could? Was I given in to being alive for love, or was I giving in to taking on the lazy approach to the world of hate? The world is not too far gone, folks. People like to rehearse with me and around me because they think it sounds so religious. They rehearse with me about signs of the time. Haven't you heard? It's so bad over here, over there. It's just a sign of the time. And then they lazily say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just the way it's going to be. And that is repulsive in my ears. It is the laziest way to live a life of faith in God. Because if our faith in God has any mooring or foundation at all, it is to say God is love. Love is God. He who dwells in God dwells in love. He who dwells in love dwells in God. And if we hate anyone, if we say we love God and we hate anyone, we're a liar. Ooh, those are strict words from 1 John, the little epistle of 1 John. My point is this. Never give in to the sad slide into that rabbit hole of conspiracies that are going to take over the world, when the reality is God so loved the world that he gave his son. So what is our paradigm? To give more love day by day, to evaluate our daily living, to assess and inventory how we have lived, to see this world. Am I blind to the fact that our world has multiple issues? No, I'm not blind. But neither am I ignorant of history. Do you know that here in the United States of America, that if you're out there, the generation that used to watch old westerns, and the old western television shows or movies had call girls in the saloons, you know what that is, right? That's prostitution. It's the oldest profession in human history. It's not like today we invented sexual immorality. Sexual immorality has been wildly abusive and crazy throughout all of human history. I'm not approving of it. I'm simply saying stop acting like it's something we just invented in the 21st century. Stop acting like the 21st century is worse than the world's ever been before. Hey, remember a little thing called slavery? Owning human beings like people own cattle? The world today is not worse than it's ever been before. Yes, it has problems. It has significant issues. But I believe, according to the power of love, the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. If each of us were to drop one penny of love, and I mean in terms of quantity, if we were to each drop one penny of love every hour, everywhere we go, then we would, each one of us, by the thousands, fill the world with the wealth and the prosperity of the beauty of love. So in the five assessments and evaluations of a daily life of love, as you inventory the beginning or the end of your day, remember, number five, the chief characteristic of true enlightenment is love. To be enlightened means you've discovered a new truth, a new idea, a new hobby, a new goal, a new productive motion in your momentum is the word I'm looking for in life. Well, I would encourage you to look for those things that give you momentum, to have the engine of love in the middle of it. True enlightenment is love. Love will lead you to be hopeful and faithful. Love will lead you to be kind. Love will lead you to be polite. Love will lead you. Put in anything in that blank after love will lead you to, and I believe love will lead you to the best of all that humankind can be. The chief characteristic of true enlightenment is love. So here's the five assessments and evaluations I've talked to you today about. First of all, love is the highest expression and the fulfillment of philosophy, religion, and spirituality. Second, our deepest personal work is to remove the barriers we have inside of ourselves against love. Third is, if we've ever been confused about, what do I do now? What's the will of God? Then ask yourself the question, what would love do? Number four, the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. And number five of my assessments and evaluations of a daily life of love, number five is the chief quality of true enlightenment is love. Well, I am so glad you came here today. But before we finish, I want to practice a couple of things with you and ask you to join me in the practice. First of all, of breathing well. Yeah, people who love well have learned how to slow life down, stop a moment, sit up straight and tall, put your feet flat on the floor, take the deepest breath you can with gratitude, inhale and exhale to slow yourself down. Now, on the count of three, take the deepest breath you can down into your belly and relax. On the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale love. Exhale gratitude. It's a good practice for everyday living. And last but not least, I want to challenge you to practice saying the three most holy, charmed, magical words in the human language. If you've been here before, you're already ahead of me. Those three words are, I love you, which is to say I've stopped long enough with an evaluation and an assessment of my life to say those words with intentionality, with eye contact, and with the slow cadence that those words deserve. Right now, or somewhere in your life today, make sure you've said to somebody, somewhere, with the beauty of your heart engaged in it, I love you. It matters, folks. When we were talking about the world being too far gone, listen, the world is not too far gone to be transformed by love. What if everybody listening to me now or for years to come, what if all of us took the practice of saying, I love you? We took that practice and we just take it to the emotional bank and invest those words and invest that in daily living with friends, with coworkers, maybe a complete stranger. You want to see shock? You want to see somebody stunned like you just threw a water balloon at them? Smile, look them in the eye and say, I love you. It is hard. I know. How do I know that? Because I practice this, but it's worth it. It's a bit shattering for people to hear. It's a bit alarming for some folks. They don't know what you mean. What are you getting at? And the reason folks are a little startled by it is because we do it so little. Let's make it our daily living, our behavior generated by the power of love. Well, I just want to encourage you and challenge you to, as Mother Teresa said, to go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. Because I believe the biggest mistake any of us can make is to think we got all the time in the world. No, let's be present with every moment. Let's be kind. Let's love more and love now. Now go out there and live that kind of life with a full intentionality of love. Do something beautiful, folks, because, oh, baby, ugly has been done to death. God bless you and happy trails from Bishop Randy Dean.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.